Christmas is the fulfillment of a promise that God will always be with us. When God revealed himself to Moses in the burning bush, he said, "I am who am," was his name, and that name indicates that there is only one God, and that he is radically different from everything else that exists, because it is of his existence, of his essence to exist. He must necessarily exist for anyone to exist and be alive at all. But when our Lord said, "I am who am," to Moses, "Tell Pharaoh, I am who am sent you," he was also indicating that he was present and would remain always present to his people. God explained to Moses that he had seen from heaven the tribulation of the Jewish people, and he had heard their cries. And so Scripture tells us he decided to come down. And he came down and he manifested himself to Moses in the burning bush. And then again and again through his signs and wonders, culminating in the establishment or reestablishment of a covenant with his people, in which he dwelt with them over the Ark of the Covenant in the glory cloud that filled the tabernacle and later the temple. When our Lord was brought to the temple by his mother Mary, there was no longer any glory cloud, because the Holy of Holies was empty. The Ark of the Covenant had been lost, and the Jewish people in Jerusalem went through the motions of continuing the temple ritual, even though their tabernacle was empty, like celebrating Mass without the bread and wine before an empty tabernacle. But all of that was to change, because everything that had come before had been merely a sign and a shadow, a foreshadowing of things to come. God truly was with his people in Egypt and afterwards in the desert and then in the promised land. He fulfilled their promise, the promise that he had made them. He was really with them, and he manifested himself in cloud and lightning and thunderclap and trumpet blast and miracle, the miracle of the Red Sea, of the feeding of the people with the manna, the rock that followed them, the miracle of the Jordan, the crossing of the Jordan. So many different ways God showed the people that he was with them. And yet St. Paul tells us that when, for example, Abraham earlier on had entered into the promised land, that he dwelt there in tents, because this too, this fulfillment of the promise, was a foreshadowing of things to come. So if it's true that God has always been with his people, we had no idea the extent to which God was willing to go in order to fulfill that promise and to be with us for all eternity. He was willing even to come out of heaven and take the form of a slave, assuming for himself a human nature, true God and true man, fully God, fully man, one divine person. And his name is God with us, Emmanuel. So we continue to celebrate this great mystery and rejoice in it, that like Simeon, we recognize the presence of the Savior and recognize that the whole of history turns on this one person. He is the sign that will be contradicted, and the secret thoughts of many hearts will be revealed when they see the Blessed Virgin carrying the child and recognize the humility of God by which he became the child of Mary. And at that moment, we will know whether or not we're humble enough or not to accept the mystery and to accept the mother, who is not only the mother of Jesus, but the mother of us all. God has fulfilled his promise. Every day is Christmas because he is always Emmanuel, God with us. In the mysteries of his childhood, the mystery of the church, and most of all in the real presence of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament and in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass.
Christus.